Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, November 27th. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Two state entities have a North Carolina charity in their sights after they say the ministry ignored a ban on soliciting here. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report.
The South Carolina Administrative Law Court is holding the leader of Charlotte-based Miracle House of Hope Ministries in contempt, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. The court says Bruce Little's organization violated a ban on soliciting in South Carolina that was issued in March. In a statement, South Carolina Secretary of State Mark Hammond called Miracle House, quote, a rogue organization that has shown complete disregard for the financial transparency that South Carolina requires. According to its Facebook page, Miracle House provides temporary housing to men and women struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. But the charity's money-making methods have long been questioned. A 2013 report by TV station WSOC in Charlotte uncovered as many as 2,000 questions about the organization to the Better Business Bureau. As of Wednesday, the Bureau's website states that Miracle House has not disclosed any information requested of it. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
In other news, the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season was slightly above average and had a little more activity than was predicted by meteorologists. Meteorologists with the Colorado State University today released their summary of the 2019 season. This year saw a total of 18 named storms with 6 hurricanes and 3 major storms. Hurricane Dorian was the most impactful hurricane of 2019, devastating the northwestern Bahamas before bringing significant impacts to the southeastern United States and the Atlantic provinces of Canada. An investigation by the Posting Courier and ProPublica found that the state magistrate court system is a breeding ground for untrained judges, corruption, and other abuse. It says South Carolina doesn't require magistrates to have law degrees and that magistrates are selected by political appointment and require less hours of training than the state requires of barbers and nail salon technicians. Nearly 75% of the state's magistrates lack a legal degree. Prosecutors say no criminal charges will be filed in the carbon monoxide deaths of 2 people at a Columbia public housing complex. Solicitor Brian Gibson said today that while the January deaths were tragic, South Carolina's lack of a criminal negligence law prevented him from holding anyone criminally accountable. Authorities did say they filed 869 code violations against the Columbia Housing Authority for a wide range of problems at the complex. In January, authorities discovered the 2 men dead in separate apartments. Inspections found high levels of gas in several housing units at the apartment, leading city officials to condemn the property and displace hundreds of residents. An early morning chemical leak and fire at a Charleston plant shut down part of an interstate and forced people to stay inside for a time. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has this report.
Officials with the Lansex Chemical Plant say a phosphorus leak sparked the fire just after midnight, adding both the leak and the fire have since been contained and no one was injured. The Charleston City Fire Department says the leak caused a huge plume of smoke in the King Street Extension neighborhood, so they advise people to secure their doors and windows. I-26 was also shut down for a time. Hazmat crews, DHEC, and the Coast Guard were all on the scene. The plant is closed until Monday while officials investigate. There was a chloride leak at the same facility back in May. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
And North Charleston Police Chief Reggie Burgess is reportedly in the mix to be the next head of public safety. Media reports Burgess notified staff in an email today that he's been pulled into the nomination process. News broke yesterday that current director of the State Department of Public Safety, Leroy Smith, would not be nominated for a third term. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.